My name's Diamond Beverly. I'm a first-year MFA student with the School of Arts, Technology, and Emerging Communications at the University of Texas at Dallas, and it's my pleasure to be on Creative Disturbance here.
And you're with Roger Molina, who's a colleague of yours. I teach in the School of Art, Technology, and Emerging Communication, but I'm also a professor of physics, so I have a very mixed background. I'm very interested in the project that you're working on, so maybe you could walk us into it.
Yeah, so the project I'm currently working on right now, it's called The Affirmation Game, and it's basically a visualization of how I combat my negative thoughts with positive affirmations. And the way I visualize this in the game is through a fighting game. So you'll play as a character who looks like me because it's my thoughts and like my negative things I have to deal with on a daily basis. And then there's like negative enemies that come and you have to fight them and essentially win.
Okay. So I understand the idea. So but give me a very specific example of a negative thought that you'll be able to fight in this game.
I guess an example would be you're not supposed to be at this school or you're not smart enough to be here.
Okay, so what would be a negative thought that I might try and fight? Well, I'm 69, I should retire and just go to the beach. And for me, that's a negative thought.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Could I fight that thought in my
game? Yes, you could. It's definitely a core key point, I guess I'll say, in the game is like being able to directly confront these types of thoughts, because the game was essentially born out of like how I deal with my mental health and how I combat those thoughts. So it's just a real visualization of that process that I go through.
But as you know, I'm a parent and I had teenage children who are now grown. And parents often think that computer games are evil because they make kids sick and crazy and autistic. So
that
games can be for good as well as for evil?
I mean, there probably are some bad games out there, but it depends on how you define bad. And also, of course, there's educational games and games that are utilized to help bring change or introduce a new idea. So like an example of a game, because not all games have to be digital, is like whenever you're in school and you're learning hopscotch or like the little childhood games that you would play. Those are games that help you with your coordination and games that help you with your development as a child and into a person.
So I guess part of that would be that all living beings to figure out how to do something better, practice.
Mm-hmm.
Practice makes perfect, I guess, is a thing. So yeah. If you're learning to play tennis, which is a game.
Yeah.
You practice serving mm-hmm. until you get it right.
Yeah.
And so I guess in this case, you practice fighting your negative thoughts until you overcome them.
Yeah. Like this game my hope is that it helps people deal with their thoughts in a very therapeutic way. I haven't researched really like the ramifications of like what this means and how this will actually help, but I will in the future in my next iteration of the game. So my hope right now is to help people through that process and hopefully have a better outlook on themselves and their self-confidence.
Okay, so how far along are you in creating this interesting game?
So I'm almost done with the first prototype. I haven't added any of the bells and whistles, so like all the backgrounds, so like, you know, fancy things that make it look very visually appealing. However, I have gotten down most of the basic mechanics and everything that makes the game work. So it will be playable.
Okay, so what is one of the mechanics that you've implemented in the prototype?
So like the punching, like whenever you actually fight your enemy character, I implement like the punching animations and like the cinematics and also add the sound and like a title screen and an end credit. So just like the things that make it look like what we visualize as a game.
Okay, so you say punching, so somehow is this boxing?
It's in a way, yes, it's boxing because it's just going to be you as the player and then like an non-playable character who is the enemy in that sense, who you'll be fighting. So that would be the main enemy.
And you're shooting or you're hitting?
You're hitting.
Hitting, yeah. Okay. Okay, so let me just bring up a totally random connection.
Okay.
So about 15 years ago, I was part of a project that took 14 artists into zero gravity, into space. And one of the artists had proposed that they wanted to do the first boxing match in space.
Mm-hmm.
So two boxers would go up and start punching each other. And I really wanted to have them try out that boxing match in space, because obviously in zero gravity, if you hit someone, they just go flying away,
yeah,
right? They don't stay on the ground. They fly to the other end of the room. Mm-hmm. It's sort of interesting how the idea of punching things
mm-hmm.
Is very rooted in being on Earth.
Yeah, because of gravity.
Because in zero gravity, mm-hmm. and we're in Texas, you might be better off lassoing people, not boxing them. So in your game, could you lasso your evil thoughts or your negative thoughts?
I guess in the next iteration, you could. Like, right now, I'm just trying to get, like, the foundational elements in. But I'd like to add, like, different ways that you could conquer your negative thoughts. Sometime, like, maybe it doesn't have to be punching. It could be, like, a lasso. Or maybe it's just, like, I don't know. Like, doing other acts of self-care that, like, make the negative thoughts go away. So there's, like, different things and ideas that I do want to add in other iterations. But, yeah.
Okay, so when my mother was punishing me for playing the wrong way, the joke I told you was that we had a sand pit, mm-hmm. but as a 4-year-old, we just loved playing in the mud.
Yeah.
And then mom would get really angry because here you go again. I got to go to the laundry and wash everything for the 18th time today.
Mm-hmm.
So will your game have a memory? So if you fight a negative thought today, maybe when you play the game again, would it remember that? Now, why are you still fighting that negative thought? You already killed it.
I guess I haven't thought about it that, but I will say now that I'm thinking about it right now is I don't think I want it to have a memory, because sometimes whenever, at least in my experience, whenever you have those negative thoughts, you think that you like have conquered them, or like, yeah, I actually know what I'm talking about, or yeah, I deserve to be here. But sometimes those thoughts just sneak back in. So I think having the thoughts as just like your experience with the game just being secular and just like a one-time thing, and when you come back you have to beat down the other thought again, then I
okay,
think
so I guess another that's I think that's a very good point.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the things that doing repetitive things like game playing
mm-hmm.
is it trains your instinct,
mm-hmm.
which is in how you react in the moment.
Yeah.
And obviously, as you just pointed out, with negative thoughts, dealing with it over 6 months isn't the point.
Mm-hmm.
It's how you build inside you the gut instinct that I'm going to do this and not that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to worry about that negative thought. I'm just going to keep going.
Yeah.
And so this could almost be viewed as a gut training
tool. Yeah, definitely.
Or an instinct training game.
Yeah, building up your resistance to those negative thoughts and learning how to combat them in a more healthy manner is definitely how I like to use my game to help other people.
And as you know, one of the phrases we've been using around here recently is creative resilience.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, normal life is full of traumas.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to learn how to overcome traumas.
Yeah.
Now, if you're a soldier, they're huge traumas and it takes a long time.
Yeah.
But often the daily traumas are not very big things.
Mm-hmm.
And you just got to learn how to creatively get over
mm-hmm.
that bump in the road.
Yeah, definitely.
Good. One of the things, so in the prototype,
mm-hmm.
what does the character look like? Does it look like you?
Yeah, so because this, the whole idea for the game, it started with how I deal with my negative thoughts and like how I combat them. The character will look like me. And another reason that it will look like me is I've done research over representation in video games, both mass market and then indie video games. And I found that a lot of traditionally underrepresented populations, which is like Black people, like people of color, and like the ages and like gender and gender expression, all those types of things, those groups of people are often left out in video games, both mainstream and in indie video games. So whenever I make a project, I always like to either reflect myself in the project or one of these traditionally underrepresented groups, because I always remember when I was younger, I wanted to play a game with a character who looked like me, but I often couldn't. So that's my way of adding some change into the video game industry.
Okay, so that gets into a very interesting area, which is different people have different negative thoughts. So in your case, as an underrepresented minority in the university, mm-hmm. you have different negative thoughts than I do as a white male from a privileged class.
I will definitely say that there's definitely different negative thoughts that we deal with because we progress through life in different ways. So one of the... It's a short story, I guess. But in my TA training, because I'm a TA here at University of Texas at Dallas, we had the privilege. It was based on the privilege walk, which is like you count like how much privilege you have. Like, did your family have a library? Do you have both parents at home? Like all of these. And it was anonymous, but at the end, it was on like a 1 to 10 scale. And the highest number for some of my colleagues, they're like in the 9s and some even got 12. But whenever I looked at my number, I was at -3. So, yeah, it was -3. So like, I think the way we progress through life puts different obstacles in front of us, and how we conquer those obstacles ultimately affect our mental health and, like, of course, how our negative thoughts appear. So maybe if I walked into a room and I didn't see, like, a woman or another person of color, I'd be uncomfortable. But, you know, the opposite.
Okay, so I think that's a really good narrative. Mm-hmm. In fact, different people have different negative thoughts.
Yeah.
And those negative thoughts often arise from the environment they grew up in.
Definitely.
And some people will never have a negative thought because somehow in their environment, that wasn't a possibility.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Why?
The why.
So,
I mean, really, one of the things I realized whenever I did start making video games is that I wanted to make games that I wanted to see when I was younger. So one of the reasons, or the why, that I made this, or I am pursuing this project, is because when I was younger, I would have really liked this game, or like it would have really helped me in those like developmental teenage years where I was having a lot of problems.
Okay, so you have a very personal motivation on the why, which is one of the strongest motivations one can have to drive forward. And I assume as soon as you have children, then they'll be able to play this game and not have the same negative thoughts that you did as a kid.
I'll probably, like, in future iterations, like, make one specifically for them and, like, add, like, a feature where they can input their own negative thoughts, so it's not, like, tell me what you think's negative about you, but like you can recognize it yourself and then work on combating those thoughts. So ideas for future iterations.
Okay. So we're just about running out of time. Mm-hmm. If anybody who's listening would like to contact Diamond, contact the email address, I guess, on the website or contact, you know, Google her.
Yeah. I have a portfolio website.
I guess I'm just going to end on a question I'm asking myself. Mm-hmm. Does it make sense just to divide thoughts into negative thoughts and positive thoughts? Or is there a whole variety of different kinds of thoughts that one needs to tackle? I don't know. That's a sports term.
I definitely think that it's not black and white. Some thoughts can be slightly negative, but overall positive. So it's like there's different flavors of thoughts, I guess I'll say.
What's an example of a negative thought that could be positive?
Like, oh, I should have done this today. I should have wrote my essay that's due tomorrow type thing. Like, it's negative because I should have, but like I actually should have did that.
So in that case, the anxiety is maybe a good idea because then it forces you to finish the essay.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah,
so
definitely.
Sometimes those anxieties can be productive and not
definitely.
Destructive.
Definitely.
Okay, Diamond, you have the last word.
Thank you for listening. And if you're interested in my project or want to hear more, just message on the Creative Disturbance website email below, or just Google me and you'll find my portfolio website. Thank you.
Very good. Thank you.